Learn how to discuss living famous composers with evidence, not hype, and practice judging musical legacy in careful B1, B2 English. Can a composer become important while they are still alive? Or does history need more time? What makes music last? A beautiful sound. A strong idea. Famous performers, awards, recordings, or repeated performances. Do you know any living composer from film, games, classical music, opera, or concerts? It is easy to say, this composer will be legendary. It is also easy to be wrong. Music history is full of surprises. Some composers were famous during their lives, and then became less central. Others were respected by a small circle, and became more important much later. So this lesson does not make a magic list of future heroes. It asks a better question. What evidence suggests that a living composer may matter for a long time? A serious answer needs more than awards. Awards can help, but they are not the whole story. A composer needs a voice that other people recognize, works that performers return to, ideas that younger musicians learn from, and enough range to survive changing taste. A living composer is still moving. Their legacy is not finished yet. This makes the topic useful, because it teaches careful judgment. A listener can separate evidence from prediction without pretending to know the future. Popularity means many people know a name now. Legacy means a work keeps returning to listeners, performers, teachers, and other artists over time. The two can overlap, but they are not identical. For example, a film score can become famous quickly because millions of people watch the film. That does not automatically make the composer historically important, but if the score changes how other composers think about sound, tension, or silence, then it may become part of a longer musical conversation. The same is true in concert music. A composer may not be a household name, but their work may be played by major orchestras, studied by young composers, recorded by serious labels, and discussed by critics. That can be a stronger legacy signal than one viral moment. A useful test is this: can people explain what the composer changed? If the answer is only they are famous, the evidence is thin. If the answer includes sound, form, influence, performance history, and artistic risk, the evidence is stronger. One strong sign of legacy is a sound world. A sound world is the musical atmosphere a composer builds. The colors, textures, energy, and sense of movement that make the music feel like their own. Aung San Suu Kyi is a good example. She was born in Seoul, studied with Georgi Ligeti, and has lived in Berlin for many years. Her music is modern, but it is not cold. It can be brilliant, playful, precise, and strange in a controlled way. The evidence is not just praise. Her violin concerto won the 2004 Grammy Award, and major orchestras and conductors have performed her work internationally. Anna Thorvaldsdottir offers a different model. Her music often feels like a large landscape slowly changing. Instead of quick melody first, she often builds long textures, deep quiet, pressure, and release. The New York Philharmonic commissioned and premiered Metacosmos in 2018, and her music has been performed by major orchestras, including the Berlin Philharmonic and Los Angeles Philharmonic. These two composers show that legacy is not one style. Chin may impress listeners through sharp imagination and orchestral detail. Thorvaldsdottir may impress them through scale, atmosphere, and time. Both teach us that a composer can become important by giving listeners a new way to hear. Another legacy signal is the ability to build large forms. A short, beautiful piece can matter, but opera, ballet, concerto, and large orchestra works test a composer in a different way. They require structure, pacing, drama, and control across a long time. Thomas Aedas has strong evidence here. His operas include The Tempest and The Exterminating Angel, and these works have reached major houses such as the Metropolitan Opera, the Royal Opera House, La Scala, and the Paris Opera. He is also a conductor and pianist, so his career connects writing, performing, and leading. His ballet score Dante, recorded by Gustavo Dudamel and the Los Angeles Philharmonic, won a Grammy for Best Orchestral Performance in 2024. Missy Mazzoli shows another kind of stage power. She writes orchestral, chamber, and operatic music, and her biography points to major commissions, residencies, and opera work. Her work with Luna Composition Lab also matters, because legacy is not only what one person writes. It is also what they help the next generation believe is possible. The lesson here is not that big institutions are always right. Institutions can be slow, biased, and political. But when serious performers and houses keep returning to a composer, that is evidence worth noticing. Some composers build legacy by reaching outside a narrow concert world. This does not mean making music simple. It means connecting serious musical thinking with the wider culture. Hildur Gudnadottir is known to many people through film and television. Her score for Joker won an Academy Award, and her work on Chernobyl brought Emmy and Grammy recognition. Her background as a cellist is important because her scores often feel physical. Sound is not just decoration. It can become pressure, fear, memory, and space. Gabriela Ortiz shows cultural reach through rhythm, color, and public themes. Recent Grammy records show wins for Revolución Diamantina, Zonnet, and Yanga. Those awards are not proof of immortality, but they show strong current momentum. More importantly, her orchestral music brings Mexican musical energy and contemporary classical craft into major international performance spaces. Jessie Montgomery is another important example. Her work mixes classical writing with vernacular music, improvisation, poetry, and social consciousness. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra identifies her as a former Mead composer in residence, and her Rounds won the 2024 Grammy for Best Contemporary Classical Composition. Her music suggests that American classical music can be serious while still speaking to living communities. These composers remind us that classical is not frozen. A living tradition must absorb film, politics, place, technology, memory, and public emotion without losing craft. Caroline Shaw is useful because she does not fit only one box. She is a composer, violinist, vocalist, and collaborator. Her Partita for Eight Voices won the 2013 Pulitzer Prize in Music. The Pulitzer description points to the unusual vocal world of the piece: speech, whispers, sighs, murmurs, melodies, and vocal effects. This matters because future legacy may not always look like the old model of one composer alone at a desk. Many living composers work across ensembles, recordings, installations, popular music, film, dance, and performance. Shaw's career shows curiosity as a serious artistic engine. Curiosity can be risky. If a composer changes direction too often, listeners may not feel a clear identity. But if curiosity keeps producing recognizable, teachable, performable work, it can become part of the identity itself. The deeper lesson is that a composer can be legendary not because every piece sounds the same, but because every piece asks a fresh question in a convincing voice. Now comes the honest part. We cannot know which living composers will be remembered like Bach, Beethoven, Stravinsky, or other giants. History is not a clean exam. It is affected by publishers, teachers, institutions, recordings, politics, money, language, geography, and access. Some composers disappear from attention because their work is weak. Others disappear because the system did not support them. Some become famous partly because they were in the right place at the right time. Some are rediscovered decades later. That is why responsible judgment matters. A claim based on evidence is analysis. A guarantee about the future is fortune-telling. There is also a listening limit. Many people judge music too quickly. A new piece may not reveal its structure in 1 minute. Difficult music is not automatically deep, but unfamiliar music often needs time. A fair listener asks, "What is this music trying to do?" before deciding, "Do I like it?" A practical listening method is simple. Choose one living composer and listen to one short piece or one movement. Do not start by asking, "Do I like it?" Start with four smaller questions. First, what is the sound world? Notice texture, instruments, rhythm, space, silence, and energy. Second, what changes during the piece? Does the music grow, break, circle, explode, or slowly transform? Third, what human feeling or idea does it carry? It may be grief, pressure, joy, ritual, danger, play, memory, or distance. Fourth, would you want to hear another work by the same person? After that, connect the answer to evidence. A strong comment explains what the listener heard and why it matters. This is better than calling the music only good or boring. The goal is not to pretend to be a professional critic. The goal is to build a listening habit. If students can describe what they hear, they can talk about music with more confidence and less empty opinion. Why is it risky to call a living composer a legend too quickly? Because their work and reputation are still changing, and history may judge them differently later. What evidence would make you believe an artist may last for a long time? What is the difference between popularity and legacy? Popularity means attention now, while legacy means lasting influence and repeated value over time. Can you think of an artist who is popular now, but may not last? Or an artist who may last without being very popular? What does sound world mean in this lesson? It means the special musical atmosphere, colors, textures, and movement that make a composer's music feel recognizable. Which kind of sound world interests you more? Sharp, and playful or slow and atmospheric? Why do large forms like opera and ballet matter for legacy? They test whether a composer can control structure, drama, pacing, and sound over a long time. Would you rather judge a composer by one perfect short piece or by a difficult long work? What does cultural reach mean here? It means a composer connects serious musical craft with wider public life, such as film, social themes, place, or community. Is film music a serious path to musical legacy? Why is Caroline Shaw a useful example of modern legacy? She shows how composition, performance, collaboration, and curiosity can work together in a serious career. Is it better for an artist to have one clear style or to keep changing? Why is history not a clean exam for composers? Because reputation is shaped by many forces, including institutions, recordings, politics, access, and later rediscovery. What can make music unfairly forgotten? What should listeners ask before "Do I like it?" They should ask about the sound world, changes, human feeling or idea, and whether they want to hear more. Which composer from this lesson would you listen to first, and why? Speaking practice questions. Which legacy signal is strongest? Awards, major performances, recordings, influence, cultural reach, or a distinctive sound? Which composer in the lesson seems most interesting to you? And what evidence supports your choice? Can film or television music become as important as concert music? How can institutions help a composer become known? And how can they create unfair limits? What kind of music usually needs more than one listening before you understand it? Living composers are exciting because their stories are still open. Some are already highly respected. Some may grow into much larger reputations. Some may influence people in ways we cannot see yet. The serious way to discuss them is not to guess wildly. Look for evidence, a distinctive sound world, strong craft, major performances, repeated commissions, recordings, younger artists learning from them, and cultural ideas that feel alive. Then keep the door open, because history will continue listening after us. The best final sentence is careful. These composers may not all become legends, but they show how musical legend can be built now.